Tanya Jackson on the line, who is the Shire of Harvey President.
Hello, Alan. Good to talk to you.
So great to talk to you about something so positive that's happening. Now, Brunswick, the factory there, a lot of people have been wondering what exactly is the deal with it. Will it be increasing production? And it was just announced last week that it will be increasing production. This is great news.
Well, it is, and it means more jobs in that factory and milk for local producers, from local producers, hopefully, finding that market.
It's good using good quality local products and shipping them overseas, which is, you know, some sold in WA, but good to see that, overseas we get to experience what we love so much about the Southwest.
Well, you know, we're known for our terrific produce. It's good to see it value-adding in our region, I think.
Now, I understand it was something like a $10 million injection from the company to make this happen. That's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, I suppose with the investment from the Chinese investors, we like to think that meant that there'd be renewed interest in the site, and that seems to have happened with talk of 6,000 tonnes being produced.
Wow, that sounds like a lot on paper, doesn't it?
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, just a little bit. And it could create up to about 20 jobs, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, look, I think there's jobs online. I see, you know, future jobs at Brunswick already being advertised. So, you know, that sounds great. And they have a license to operate there. It should be a seamless expansion, I hope.
Yeah, here's hoping. And it's good to see when something like this happens, I always feel like there's a bit of a trickle-down effect as well, where you'll see the jobs out of this factory, but then, of course, the farmers are going to have to work harder to get the milk there, and then the local pub nearby is going to get a bit busier, and it just all kind of has this great flow-on effect.
Look, any job means that investment in that community, you know, has those down-the-line effects. And it's also about confidence. You know, Brunswick's had a long history in producing milk and milk products at that site, so it's really good to see, you know, that's maintained. Brunswick has that promotional, you know, cream of the Southwest, and I suppose a lot of farmers would tell you that that's not quite been the case for a number of years. Let's hope that this investment means that that'll come into its own again.
Excellent. Well, that's all we can do. We can hope, but hopefully it's good things for Brunswick in the future. Thank you for the chat today, Tanya. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
Karl Stefanovic's in a bit of trouble again. This time in regards to him having a conversation while in the back of an Uber. He was on the phone. The phone was on speaker. He was, you know, just saying a few little things that he felt like saying. Mm. A few grievances with work at the time. And since then, it's been published, a new idea. Supposedly there was a recording. Allegedly, got to be careful with that.
Allegedly.
One. Allegedly, there might have been even a recording of what he was saying. Look, you know, Carl, I think he's a funny guy, funny unit, but at the end of the day, when you're sitting in the back of a cab, you got to understand that it's not a private place. You shouldn't be having these conversations in the back of a car.
Well,
you're an idiot.
You might be one to say that, Alan, given that we have found audio of you from last weekend cruising around.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, mate, it's been going good. I'm happy. Yeah, absolutely. Nah, mate, like, honestly, it's been phenomenal so far. Loving the Southwest, loving all the callers, loving the listeners. Yep. No. I can't fault it, mate. Everything's gone really, really well. Loving it.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, that's good audio. Yeah, okay. Lesson learned. They can record you anywhere.
Yeah, brilliant. That's lovely. Not very revelatory because you've only played half of it.
What are you talking about? What?
Play the other half.
Yeah, I mean, oh, look, if I had one complaint, it'd be about, like, you know, one person in particular. Yeah, look, you know, like, I guess Aaron, yeah. Yeah, he's a bit of a tool. He's a tool, for sure.
Righty-o.
To be fair.
Oh, yes.
I know a lot of Aarons.
Well, in the interest of fairness, play the rest of it. You're still not done with it.
It could be any Aaron.
Oh, could it? Play the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Aaron Evans. Yeah, he's a tool.
Right.
I know Evans is a pretty common last name, mate. You're getting a bit egotistical a bit here, thinking it's all about you. There's another Aaron Evans that I don't
egotistical.
Like.
Egotistical. There's a line there, pot kettle black somewhere.
But no. At the end of the day, mate, you're my producer, and I appreciate all the hard work you do.
Oh,
and
thank you.
This wasn't about you. This
play
is about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. Yeah. Yeah, my producer, Aaron Evans. complete nut at all. Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think that's enough too, Alan.
I think there's a lesson to be learnt in this.
That lesson would be don't be a tool.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Sort you out later, mate.
Yeah, we'll have a conversation off air. This band is going to be putting on a hell of a show on the 24th of March at the Ravenwoods Hotel. Looking forward to it. I've got the frontman on the line, Deanie from the Jets. Mate, how are ya?
How are you? Oh, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
How exciting is this? I think a lot of people looking forward to seeing you guys rock all over again. You must be pumped.
Actually, we all are. We've got the original road crew, sound engineer, lighting, you know, everyone that we've done these shows the last couple of years. Yeah, everyone's excited. And but if anyone went to the Ravo last year, it was huge and it went off. Pleased, not shocked, but pleased. Mm. But there's a younger crowd coming to have a look at the band, and they know all the words probably because their mums and grandmas have been singing the songs and all that. But yeah, it's the same, basically it's the same format. So what you would have seen years ago is what you see now, and it's working. It's people are saying that you don't get to see bands like in pubs. Or this is outdoor. I don't know if you've been to the Ravo. It's a great venue, great, fantastic venue. Very looking forward to it. We're all pumped right up.
Absolutely, mate. Just touching on that crew you're talking about, 8 full-time crew roadies. That's a huge, huge bunch of people to bring around with you around the country.
Well, it took that many to, because we had a 40-foot Pantech semi-trailer full of gear. And it took that, because you do, you do a town or city or something, and then you've got to pack up that night and then travel the next one to the next town and set the whole show up again. We've always had a big show. Biggest, you know, the old Monty Python. If you're going to put on a show, put on a big one.
That's exactly it. I tell you what,
we've got a fantastic show this Saturday night. It's bigger than last year. It's a beauty.
How's the current lineup sounding compared to previous lineups, mate?
Well, they're all different, but this lineup is unbelievable. That's one of the reasons why I'm really, really excited. There's the two guitarists. We've got a new drummer. Well, he's been with us a couple of years now, but he's unbelievable. They're all good guys. The guitars are just, because you've got to get to, the guitars have just got to gel in together. And that's always been a problem, like getting two guitarists, personalities and playing-wise, to gel. The guys got now are unbelievable. Come and be the judge.
Yeah, that's exactly it, isn't it?
See if I'm wrong, see if I still know what I'm talking about.
Excellent, mate. Well, I'm assuming that it's going to be an amazing show. All happening this Saturday at the Ravenswood Hotel. Gates open at 5 p.m. It's outdoors, mate. Thanks for the chat today, and hopefully you rock it this weekend.
Oh, one little thing I want to say. We go on 7:30 till 10. Gates open at 5. We've got some great local acts, supporting the local acts down Ravenswood Mandurah Way. A Milkman, John Reed, and Black Tractor. Black Tractor's going to go on after us to keep the crowd going till 11, but we finish at 10. So if anyone is getting a little bit in their twilight years, it's not a late night. It's only 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. So,
excellent, mate. Awesome. Well, thanks for the time today, mate, and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much, and thanks very, very much, and we'll hope to catch you there.
6 years old, what an age.
No doubt.
They're starting school, they're starting to learn about different things, they start to get information from not just their parents anymore. So normally what comes along with that is a whole lot of cheek and attitude as well, because that's six-year-olds.
So this explains everything. You're six, are you?
Yeah, right. Something like that. 30 going on 6. But I'll tell you, this story around the internet, someone basically asked people like the most cheekiest comments the six-year-olds ever said to them.
Well, there'd be a few of them.
There most certainly is. A couple of my favorites is that my six-year-old just yelled at me and said that he is 24% mad at me. So, yes, math does have real-world applications.
There you go.
24, but I've heard kids do that. Yeah. I've heard them where they're going like, I'm only 33% angry at you right now. It's like, oh, okay. All right, I'll stay away from you. Another one that made me have a bit of a laugh was she took a bite. One of the kids took a bite of her fry, handed it back to me, and said, that's called tax. She gets it.
Yeah.
I hope she took a big bite. A six-year-old as well went around and asked and wanted a mint, so she said, can I have a mint. And the mum said, what's the magic word? As you do, trying to teach your kid manners. Mm. The kid turned around and said, now.
Classic.
And probably my favourite one out of all of these was the mum has gone to the kid as the kids return home and said, did you have a good day at school? To which the kid turns around and goes, that's not how school works. That's pretty good.
It is gold.
Oh, these six-year-olds are funnier than
very
me.
Very astute, the kids.
Need to get them on air. That's what we need to do.